This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. A fossil of a marine reptile in southeast Alaska has officially been declared a new species. The 220 million-year-old Dilatosaur is older than the dinosaurs. And, as KFSK's Angela Denning reports from Petersburg, Tlingit elders have named it after a well-known creature in their traditional stories.
It was 9 years ago that U.S. Forest Service geologist Jim Bechtel helped find the one-of-a-kind fossil. He and a group of others were walking along the beach in the Kiku Islands. The area is known for fossils that moved from the tropics in the Pacific Ocean to southeast Alaska through tectonic activity.
We don't have dinosaurs, but we've got Triassic marine reptiles. That's kind of our fossil here in southeast Alaska.
The fossil, about a foot and a half long, showed a reptile with a big tail like an iguana or alligator. But Bechtel needed an expert opinion.
So I set out on the outcrop and taught myself how to take a photograph on my old flip phone. It was the very first time I'd ever taken a picture or something to send to Pat and describe to him what we were seeing.
Pat is Pat Druckenmiller, a paleontologist and director of the Museum of the North at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He looked at the photos and not only knew it was a thalatosaur, but noticed the unique pointy shape of the reptile's head.
We knew right away without a doubt that this was a new species.
But that was only the beginning of a very long process. They waited a month to remove the surrounding rock at the next low tide cycle. It took 3 years removing the fossil from the rock in the lab. Then it was 3 more years to compare it to other similar fossils in the world in order to confirm that it was, in fact, a new species.
We need to compare every single little gory detail of every bone to that of other species that are found elsewhere.
That meant trips to China, where most of the thalatosaur specimens are kept. In total, it took 9 years for the fossil to be processed and peer-reviewed before it was published as a new species February 4th. But the fossil is not just known as the new thalatosaur species. It's been named gunnikidate.
Gunnikidate comes from our oral tradition, so it's already an existing name.
That's Dr. Rosita Worrell, president of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. She's Tlingit and an anthropologist. Worrell says clans usually own names, but gunnikidate is owned by all Tlingit people as part of their oral tradition. It's a sea monster legend that helped keep kids safe.
I just grew up, you know, hearing, you know, there was like gunnikidate, watch out, you know. We were told these stories so that we'd be careful and not wander off by ourselves and always stay within a group. Otherwise, you're going to get caught by the kushtika or gunnikidate.
Worrell says the scientists asked the tribe if it was okay to use the name. She says they then conferred with their council of traditional scholars, and they also checked with elders in Cake, near where the fossil was found. All agreed gunnikidate was a good name. It's likely the first time a fossil has been given a Tlingit name. The fossil belongs to the state of Alaska because it was found in the intertidal zone. It's currently on display at the Museum of the North in Fairbanks. In the end, 9 years might seem like a long time to declare a fossil as new, but compared to 220 million years, it's like a blink of an eye. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
For KNBA News, I'm Trip Krause.